Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Be nice.
I'd love that.
That's the plan.
That's right.
That's the plan. All right, buddy, let's roll on the 5 at 5 brought to you by Duplicating Systems. More than a system, a solution. What you got for us today, young man?
As we inch closer to the NFL season, let's pick some division winners for 2019.
And now, there's going to be that last place team that finishes first.
Of course.
Happens every year.
It's not going to be in the AFC East.
Most likely not, unless Giselle takes Tom off on some photo shoot there.
Probably not.
Let's say Pats East.
Yes.
Is the Cleveland hype too real? Is it too much?
I'm very high on them.
I'm going to go with Pittsburgh, though.
You can go with Pittsburgh. I think Pittsburgh will be a lot better not having the problems of Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell. Juju Smith-Schuster is a phenomenal wide receiver.
He is.
He's going to be your number one guy. James, what's his last
Gordon,
name?
Running back?
Not James Gordon.
Or is it James Conner?
James Conner. Yeah, James Conner.
He did
a good job while Bell was jet skiing.
I mean, he's not Bell, but
he's not. But he also wasn't jet skiing and playing pickup basketball last season. He was committed to the team.
Very true.
He got those two distractions out of the way.
I agree.
I think the Browns could be a solid second-place team in that division with a winning record. They did have a losing record last year.
7-8-1.
It's going to take some time to build that team back up, but I think they're on the right track.
I
will give it to the Steelers. Let's go to the AFC South.
Could that be a last place to first? Could Jacksonville with Foles jump in there? I mean, they were in the AFC title game 2 years ago.
They were in the AFC title game with a very incompetent quarterback.
And so Foles is good.
They still have a good defense down there.
They do. I'm shaking. Luck's injuries got me worried.
Yeah, that's questionable.
Andy, I don't like Tennessee, the Titans, and I like Houston a lot if Watson can stay healthy.
Yeah.
But if a last-place team was going to come up and win, Jacksonville would be a candidate there.
Yeah, for sure.
But I'll go with Houston.
Okay, I agree with that. AFC West had 2-12-4 teams with the Chiefs and Chargers last year.
Chargers got too many issues, a lot of injuries. Who finished last in that division? Denver?
The Raiders.
Okay, well, they can't.
They're not
going
to.
Denver could potentially jump up there. I'll still go with Kansas City there.
Patrick Mahomes isn't going to set the league on
fire
like he did last
year,
but he's still going to have a solid year, that's for sure.
NFC East, Philadelphia.
Okay.
And the NFC South, Tampa's a candidate to go worst to first.
Jameis can keep his act together.
That's if is the biggest word in the English language.
That's right.
It's got two letters.
I'm really intrigued to see what Cam Newton's going to look like this year.
He's not high on Carolina.
He really regressed last year with that shoulder injury, and you know we'll see how good they rebuilt him if he can get back to playing to full form. Obviously, you got a phenomenal superstar in Christian McCaffrey on your offense. If him and Cam are clicking at the same time, that's dangerous for sure.
All right, I'll go Atlanta though to win the South.
I like that.
The Falcons. NFC North, could Detroit be the worst to first there? Chicago's going to come back down to earth some.
I think so, too. Vikings got a really good defense, but I don't buy Kirk Cousins.
He's a fantasy quarterback.
He is, and, you know, who knows what the Packers are going to look like with the change of head coach, and, you know, Aaron Rodgers had his share of injuries last year and stuff.
It's like they finally got rid of a bad coach, but then they hire who?
Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he'll be great.
Maybe he will. But the thing is, like, they waited way too long to fire McCarthy, and I think the damage was way past done at that point.
They should have done that when they blew that game to Seattle, when they got inside the five and kicked all those field goals. Well, they have the 9-point lead and the ball?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
You've had Aaron Rodgers there for almost 15 years, and he's been to one Super Bowl.
That's ridiculous.
It's crazy. All right, closing out, NFC West. The Rams going to come back down to earth a little bit?
Yes. I'm kind of bullish on San Francisco.
I was going to say, Jimmy G didn't look great in his preseason game the other night, and obviously that's preseason. You can't read too much into it.
To word that a little better. Jimmy GQ's always looking great.
Okay,
He didn't play great.
Let me rephrase that. A lot of people didn't expect a lot out of Seattle last year, and they came away with a 10-6 season, very solid. I mean, they could jump up there and be a 12-win team again this year. It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, that, no, I think so, too. I'll go with San Fran, though.
That'll okay.
Be, I can't pick – Arizona would be worst to first.
I was going to say, they got a lot of building to do.
They got some building. But let's say worst to first candidates, who's got the best shot? Jacksonville, Detroit, and Tampa?
Probably. I'd say so.
But somebody's going to do it. It happens every year.
It's going to happen for sure. But, no, I wouldn't put the Cardinals in that conversation.
No, I wouldn't either.
They were – very awful last year.
They were bad. What do you think about Dallas this year?
Too
many issues.
I was going to say, we'll see what they work out between both Dak and Zeke because there's obviously a lot of problems there. But, you know, they had that really good season a couple years ago and couldn't cash in the playoffs. And I think, honestly, that was the peak of Dak Prescott. I don't think he's going to get any better than that. Zeke Elliott's a good running back, but again, too many off the field issues.
And they got Witten back in there too.
That's true.
How about that?
Hey, it'll make the Monday night broadcast a lot more enjoyable.
I think it will too. All right, what's next, bud?
All right, looking at Georgia's schedule for this year, which quarterback is going to have the best performance against them?
Oh gosh, hopefully none of them. Let's see.
Doesn't have to be a good performance, just the best.
The best. Let's see. You know, the thing is, there's not going into the year that guy who you would say is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a lot of good ones there. You know, we'll see if the kid from Ball State starts for Vandy. You got Ian Book. You got Garantano, Jake Bentley, Terry Wilson, Franks, Kelly Bryant, the young freshman Bo Nix, Kellen Mond. And again, assuming it'll be Oliver there for Tech. That Bo Nix worries me. I mean, just with that name, his dad
his
played
lineage.
There, he worries me. But I think coming off the open date, I think we'll win the game. But I would say Jake Bentley from South Carolina.
Okay. I'd go with Kellen Mond. Just cause
he'll put up some big numbers.
Just because we're getting A&M after Florida, Missouri, and then Auburn on the road.
Yeah,
that's
going to
be a tough
call.
November or October, November schedule. And he's a mobile quarterback, and, you know, that's somebody
and receivers.
That, you know, and Texas A&M had a really good season last year. I think they're going to be a really good team this year, too.
You know, that was my second pick there. And I think just kind of looking at it, who's the best player Georgia's going to play against? There are a lot of candidates. Georgia's got a great schedule. That Kendrick Rogers is one of the top two or three, though.
Mm-hmm.
That guy's phenomenal at receiver.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be a heck of a game.
Right.
A heck of a game. All right, what's next?
So we're 10 days to kick off. Yesterday I asked you the debate between Aaron Murray and Jake Fromm.
Mm-hmm.
Who's your favorite number 10 in Georgia history? That's a tough
see.
One.
There's you
some
know,
good
I
number
am,
10s over the years.
I am not great with jersey numbers.
Uh-huh.
I think Andy Johnson was 14.
I'll give you a couple.
Yeah, throw a couple out
Thomas
there.
Thomas Davis.
No, he'd be at the top.
Eric Zier.
Oh, I love Zier, yeah. Just trying to think. We had a... Let's see. Andy, I'm just trying to think. We've had a lot of quarterbacks who wore 10 through the years. Buck was 8. Last thing was – oh, my man David Dukes wore number 10.
There you go.
So I would say Dukes and Thomas Davis.
I was watching some Thomas Davis highlights earlier today. My God.
No, he was unbelievable here. He was another – we redshirted him, by the way.
Crazy. That wouldn't happen now.
No. No, it would not.
No, it would not.
No, but I love to. Yes, yeah, so number 10, that's a big 10. And Zier was so great. Good gosh, he was good. He was as good a quarterback as we've ever had here.
Great member of the Bulldogs Radio Network now.
Fran Tarkenton wore number 10. Thank you, Steve.
That's right.
I'm not great with jersey numbers.
Really?
Yeah. I just, for whatever reason, those don't stand out to me like other stuff does.
Uh-huh. Well, if there's one thing with Georgia football you had to not be good at, I guess
that's
okay.
That's forgivable.
That's forgivable.
It's like Superman not seeing through lead.
That's
but,
right.
My buddy David Dukes would certainly be there. Zier, Thomas Davis. That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a really, really good one there. Who's yours? TD?
Probably TD.
No, he was awesome.
And again, that was Georgia football before I could really comprehend what everything was.
Yeah.
I was a young kid, but that's a name, and he's still playing in the NFL and doing a great job. So he's, you know, a guy that's represented the university well, but when he was both here and at the next level. So great number 10 for the Dogs.
Yeah, I'm trying to think real quick.
Because him and he played with Greg Blue at the same time, right?
Yes, TD left, I guess, a year. Oh, you know, my buddy Chris Welton wore number 10 also.
Okay, well, there you go.
So I got Welton and Dukes. Hey, both those guys were at my wedding, so
that's awesome.
I have to say them. Now, Chris was a great player at Rover. So he wore 10. Scott Werner wore 19. Mm-hmm. I think Jeff Hitt was 49. Mike Fisher was 31. So, yeah, I would say – so I got Welton, Dukes, Zaire, Thomas Davis. Who else did we say?
Fran Tarkenton. It's a good one.
Man.
It's a good list.
In fact, yeah, the there was a young fan wearing a number 10 jersey before a game last year.
Uh-huh.
I said, do you mind if I take your picture? And I snapped it
uh-huh.
and sent it to Dukes and Welton and said, all right, guys, there you go.
That's awesome.
You got a big fan there.
That's awesome.
Rooting for you.
Heck yeah.
I'm not good with numbers. I apologize. If I left anybody out, I probably did.
Well, of course, Jacob Easton was one of the most recent ones to wear it.
The Seeky Sweeky Swish just sent me that one, too.
That's all right.
Yeah, there'll be many other great ones, but that's a good one.
All right, run through these last two really quickly. One of the big signs for me that college football is right around the corner is when I fire up the old NCAA football video game.
Okay, all right.
I recently did that last week, and obviously the game's 6 years old at this point, but I still enjoy playing it. Do you have a favorite sports video game?
Oh, gosh, I don't really play video
games. You never a gamer, not when you were younger?
When I was a kid, I had an Atari.
Okay.
Yeah. And I played, a friend of mine had I played Wii tennis about 10 years ago. That was fun.
Hey, that can get pretty challenging.
I worked up a sweat, for sure.
Say, those Wii Sports or something else.
I would probably say Atari Hockey, because when you hit it off the boards, it got a heck of a care. I mean,
yeah,
it was,
that's
the puck
awesome.
Didn't die. It was like a pinball type deal.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So what is the best one? I mean, I've had friends that... I had a buddy of mine play, this was in like 2003. He had like Georgia seasons played out to 2030, and we won like 15 national championships.
Yeah, no, the NCAA games are definitely my favorite. Dynasty mode, and you can build it for years and years and years. Of course, they stopped making those back in 2013, but I still play the game just to get back in the mood of college football and everything. So got to bring Georgia home that national championship.
Got to do it.
All right, last question for the 5 at 5. Did you see the XFL team names get dropped today?
No, what you got for
me? Okay, that's good, because we're going to play Am I Real or Am I Fake?
Ooh, I like that. Do we need to do this in the next segment? I think that'd be a good carryover.
Okay, we can do a good carryover there.
How many do you have?
It's 8 teams that got announced.
Okay.
I changed the names of 4 of them to fake names. You have to tell me which ones are real and which ones are fake.
Awesome.
So we can carry that over if you want
to. Yeah, that'll be a good one. All right, so that's it with the 5 at 5?
Yes, that will do it for the 5 at 5.
Awesome. Well done, young man. 5 at 5 brought to you by Duplicating Systems, more than a system. A salute.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.